Okay, let's begin. Perek Yidal Asher Hayedvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei Habatzoros. A new message. Perek Yidal Pasuk Aleph. The following is a message Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu concerning the Batzoros. What does it mean, Batzoros? We have two interpretations. The same interpretation is the famine. Let's see the Mitzudos David Pasuk Aleph Al Divrei Al Inin Minias Hagishamim. To withhold, the withholding of rain. Rashi says two interpretations. Divrei habatzaros sheyovay alehim ra'av. Batzaros means famine, the withholding of rain. And Menachem chibuloshon mivtzar. Mivtzar means a siege, a stronghold. Kamo mivtzar miskov chemosayich. A mighty miskov means mighty, and mivtzar here means a mighty fortress or your wall. So here it means a siege. The following nevuah was said to Yirmiyah concerning the siege that is about to befall Yerushalayim, which means this thing took place 3 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If it's not referring to a siege, it's referring to a famine, which the Pasuk is revealing to us that during this time there was also a famine. Now what's the famine? Let's see, Radak says, Asher hoya habatzaros, ho'echod batzaroh. So he has another interpretation. The word batzaros means the singular tzara. Now what tzara is this? V'yesh mefarshim zeh li'itois batzara. Okay, well, I'm not sure what that means. Difficult time. So this is a difficult time. Okay, habiyoinesan tigem sharesh. Habiyoinesan Tigain Shorosh Uperusho Yoiker Hamachal. Yoinasan, Yoinasan Mazili says there means another interpretation, it means expense of food. Vahu Horov, with a Mishkol Echod of Shnas Batsores, a year of famine. Yoinasan interprets this word to mean expensive. In the translation, the Aramaic word is Shorosh, which in Hebrew means expensive. And therefore, it's similar to what the Mitzudos and Rashi in his first interpretation said, that it's going to be a famine, there's going to be a withholding of the rain, and when there's a withholding of the rain, then all of the food, all of the commodities become very expensive. Uvishnas batzores, uvishkolechad is the same expression. Uvishnas batzores, uvishkolechad is the same expression. Uvishnas batzores, mehem, it should not be withheld, inyan minyah, it should not be withheld. And in a year when there's a famine, the food is withheld, or the rain is withheld. Ki hara'av, mibnei minyas ha'gesham, the reason why there is a famine is because Kadosh Baruch Hu, he withholds the rain. So the withholding is referring specifically to the rain. Uvishnas batzores, rabim, batzores, why is it written b'loshon rabim, ritzon alaymar, Yoiker Moos Vyoiker Peros. There's going to be an expense of everything. There's going to be money will be hard to find. And food, even if you do have money, it will be hard to find food, and therefore the food will be very expensive. Vahoya Devar Hashem Elov Koidem Heyois Habatzores. Hashem spoke to him before this tragedy came of the famine. Ki Yihya. And he's explaining that it will be, he's predicting it will be, this is the following nevuah. So the bottom line over here is we have a very complex word. The word batzores, what exactly does it mean? So we learn from the Mitzudos, it means famine. And the Radak is more elaborate in explaining how the word famine comes to the word batzores, because the Targum translates it to means expense. And expense comes when the blessing of rain and produce has been withheld. And it's written b'loshon rabim because both is going to be, there's going to be a withholding, there's going to be a run on money, there will be unemployment, and there's going to be, food will be expensive.
It means scarcity.
Scarcity, okay.
But it's all related to the same shorash, which is
tzar,
which is to be in a tight spot.
Bein
hamitzarim. Because there's no rain, then that means there's a shortage, which is also a tight spot, of food, and therefore famine, and therefore food becomes more expensive because of its scarcity. I mean, it's all related, or siege. It's all related to the same...
The same concept of
tight spot.
Being narrow. Okay, all right, okay. When Rashi says another interpretation, that means there is going to be a siege, a fortress. Batsoras means a mivtsar. Mivtsar means a fortress,
a confined
space by the enemy. So you can see confinement is similar to tsar. Tsar limaot. I feel confined. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk, now what exactly is going to be the batsoras? So here we go into much more detail. Pasuk base. Avlo Yehudu. Yehudu will be in a state of mourning. Avlo, by the way, really means Avlo. I was learning yesterday. Avlo is avil. What does avil mean? Avil means to be broken. I don't know what the source for this is, but the person who is an avil is a broken person. There's a pasuk in Tanakh, which I cannot quote to you at this moment, which relates the word avilus to brokenness. Here it fits in the pasuk very well. Avlo Yehuda, Yehuda has been broken. Okay, but and also another interpretation of avla is to exchange the bays with the pay. That is a very common usage. Like, for example, barzel is iron, and the Targum is always translated as parzala. The bays very often is exchanged with a pay. In fact, in the Sefer Torah, in Samashuris, the invisible part of the letter pay is a bays. The inside of a pay, you always can see in a white bays. And that's how it has to be.
They're related letters. When they're spoken,
commonly exchanged.
Plosives. I'm not a speech therapist, but they're very related. And that's why you have that thing with the Arab and the Hebrew.
Yeah.
The pays and the pay. Because they don't have a they don't have a pay. So it's so that they only substitute a base.
For example?
Banyas and Pamyas.
Uh-huh. So they...
And what's the best known one? It's Nablus. They don't, which is Neapolis, Arab, which is the Romans' name, but the Arabs can't say the letter P, so they call it Nablus.
With a B, interesting. Okay, very good. Now, over here as well, the word Ovel is related to the word Ofel. Ofel means darkness. A person who is in a state of mourning is in a state of darkness. His mind is dark, it's cloudy. Avlo Yehuda u'shorecho umlulu. Yehuda is in a state of avelus and its gates are umlulu, have been destroyed. Cut down. Kadru la'aretz, the earth has become dark. Kadru is darkness. The tzivchas Yerushalayim olasa, the cry of Yerushalayim ascends high. Let's see the mitzvahs. Avlo Yehuda, Am Yehuda te'avel. The nation of Yehuda will go into a state of mourning. Ushorecha shari ar Yehuda nechusu. The gates have been cut down. V'nishmedu lehis tamois l'shachrus aret. And it's been compared to the darkness of the earth. V'hu in melitza loymar. This is an expression. Hoy shahoye tsar ba'olam almanias ha'geshamim. That due to the famine, the mitzvahs is following his interpretation from the previous pasuk. We are discussing here a withholding of rain. And therefore, when the rain is withheld, the earth becomes dark. The tzavchas Yerushalayim, am im kihi sarasi ba'medinos, even though the am, my nation, that in the past was the sarasi, the princess of the medinos, nechsar lachma umeimeha, its food is missing, v'tzakas anoshecha also lamala, the cry of its inhabitants ascends above. Rashi Pasuk Bey says, usharecha areha, we're going to substitute the gates for its cities. V'tzavchas Yerushalayim, tzakas Yerushalayim, kemo meirosh har mitzvachu. Similar pasuk from the top of the mountains, do they cry out? The Radak says, Avlo Yehuda inyan hashchosa. Okay, so here is in fact one of the sources. It's a very important thing to remember that avelos means destruction. A person has been hurt. A person who is in mourning is a person who has been injured. His mind, his mental state has been hoshchas, has been cut down. Kama ovel, oval tirosh, the grain has been cut down. Umlal yitzar, which is similar to the grain, the yitzar means the wine, the oil has been cut. And that's umlal, which is similar to oval, because the other word of the pasuk here is the gates have been umlalu. The Yonasan game is Balu, the base Yehuda, is Abalu, which I assume means that they're in a state of mourning. He's just translating the word. I'm not sure what it means, what that means. Usharecha umlalu, What does it mean the gates have been cut down? Al derech kol sherecha shememin. These psukim here, it seems what Radak is doing is trying to compare these psukim to the beginning of Megillas Eicha. He's trying to find parallels. And that's what he said in the previous passage in the beginning, is that Kineged, well, that's what really what Rav Mitzuda says, is that Kineged, what used to be that Sarasi Bamedinois, here it's just the opposite. Ritzoin Eloimar, Ein Yoitzev in Ba Bohem, there is known that it's coming and going. When it says here the gates have been cut down, it means that there are no talmidei chachamim. There's no justice. There is no law and order. The people who sit in the gates of mishpat have been cut down. Another similar pasuk that the zakenim from the gates have ceased. The yonis on tier game, the kir vehon choreva. Their cities have been destroyed. Kadrul aretz, they have been darkened. Hasha'arim al derech mashal, oyperish yoishvei, either means the gates literally have been cut down, have been destroyed, and are lying on the ground, or it means the people that live in the gates, they have been cut down. Al derech yeshvul aretzidmu, that the people in the earth shall be silent, shall sit down on the ground and be silent. The yonasam tergem is chafiu apehon echroim uchamin kikidro. Isretishuli ara. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. It means they've been put to shame. The people have been put to shame, and they are darkened like a pot. They have been darkened like the black of a pot that has been cast down to the ground. Something along those lines is that the land has been put to shame. Next words with Safchas Yerushalayim, also the cry of Yerushalayim ascends. Aderech Vital Shavas Oirish Hashemaima Ritzon Eloimar Yeshua Yerushalayim. They're crying on the ground. Pasuk Gimel. VaAdirehem. Now here is a whole new idea. VaAdirehem. They're leaders, like Adir. They're mighty ones, the powerful ones. Sholchu. They send Seirehem LaMoyim. They send their children, their young folk to the water, to the wells, to go and retrieve some water. They've come to a situation where there is a drought. There is no water. So the Zakenim tell their children, go out to the hills, go out to the wells. Please try to bring back for us some water so we can live. They take with them utensils. Bohu al gevim. They go to the gevim, means the cisterns, the pits. And guess what? Loy matsumayim. There is no water to be found. Shavu chilehem reikam. They come back with their utensils empty. Boshu, they are put to shame. V'hochlemu, another expression of shame. V'chafu reisham, and their heads are covered. Three different expressions of shame, poetic repetition, to tell us that they go and they search for water, there's nothing to be found. Pasuk dalit, v'avur ha'adam achata, because the earth has been parched. The reason why there is no water is because the earth is parched because of the heat, and there is no water. Ki lo hayageshem baretz, there is no rain in the earth. Boshu ikarim, the farmers are put to shame. Chafu roisham, they bend their head in shame, like Haman, the chafui roish, when his daughter threw upon his head the garbage, and then she saw what happened. So she jumped off and killed herself. Haman came back home. Chafui Rosh, he covered his head in shame, in mourning over the loss of his daughter and the shame that she threw upon him, garbage on his head. He has the same word. And the farmers are put to shame. Now let's see these two psukim. What?
Don't you say that?
Chata, parched. Parched. Look at the Mitsudos. Okay, look at the Mitsudos. Tzion, chato inyan shever, to be broken. Okay, broken, not parched. Okay, I think there's another, I think we'll see the Radak. I think it means, there's another official means to be parched. To break their swords into plowshares. Okay, let's see the Mitzudo stuff in these two psukim. Pasik Gimel and Dal. Pasik Gimel says, Va'adirehem. Hasarim, Sholchu Noreim, the Adirim, the leaders, they send their young men, Levakesh Mayim, Lishtois, to seek water to drink, the Himabo Allah, Boyrots, Veloy Matsu Bohemayim. They come to the pits. The Gevim are the water storage facilities. And v'hechziroi es kleihem k'shem reikim iblimayim. They come back home and their utensils are empty. Boshu, and therefore l'ze boshu hanadim v'gam nichlumu. They are put to shame. V'chisui roisham. They cover their heads. Derech tsar ve'evel al shleimotzu mayim l'havil adonehem. They cannot succeed in their mission to bring back water to their masters. Pasuk dalit bavur. Al ki nishbara v'nishchiso ho'adama. The earth has been destroyed. Ki lo ha'yegeshem ba'aretz. Why has the earth been destroyed? It's because there is no rain. L'chein boshu, therefore, the l'chein is going back on why they put the shame. Oivdei ho'adama, the farmers, the ikarim, are put to shame. V'chisui roisham ki lorik ha'yegiyam. All of their efforts were for nothing. It was all a waste of time. Rashi, Pasik, Gimel, Al Gevim, they go to the cisterns. Boiroi Shahamayim Miskansim Bohem, they go out into the water pits to find water. Shavu Kalehem Reikam, Shlo Yarad Motar, they come back and with empty handed, there is no rain. Fachafui Lashon Kisu, they cover their heads in shame. Dalid is a farmer. I'm assuming that French word means a farmer. Pasik Dalid. Okay, let's see over here.
I don't know what that word is.
It means a farmer. It's a very popular word. Everyone knows the word Ikarin means farmers.
He has trouble with it. He says, the nearest known word is the Latin pluris, bent wood of the plow.
Plowers. People who plow the land, who work the land. Plowers, people who work the land. Okay, let us see the Radak. Va'adirehem hagdolim sheshalchu tzireihem chutz li'ir liros imyim sumayim. Adira means the older folk. They send out their children. Bo el hachafiros sheb shaderech limsobohem. They go out into the pits, and it's normally in the good years when it rains, so you can find water in these pits. Hamiskansim sham mei gishamim, where rainwater collects. O sheyiyeh sham hamokim mayim lo'emek hamokim, or maybe these are places where they're natural springs. When you dig deep down, you'll find water. V'hine, le'imotzu mayim, there is no water to be found. L'fir, therefore, ho'yu l'cham bo'yishas, they will put the shame, she'shavu k'leim reikam, they came back empty-handed. K'leimar, shavu reikam, k'lo shenemar, be'ilak tizn i'oif, bo'yishu ki'votoch, we've been put to shame because we had confidence in something that was false. L'peir shavu k'leihem, shavu a'im k'leihem, you have to add another word in the pasuk, with o'yperusha shavu al k'keilim k'leimar, Al Yidei Meshiv, I'm not sure what that means. B'chein Efod Yard B'yodo, Levilti Bo HaKelim, I'm not sure what that means. Tzi'irehem K'siv Akri B'yod, K'ed is a Kriv K'siv, we read it Tzi'irehem, even though it's spelled with a Vav, Tzi'irehem. U'shneyem N'choinim B'mishkol HaShemois, Ela Sha'akri Yosem Mavur, Tzirehem is a better word. Kinimsa tzair biyud, v'lenimsa tzair bivav. We find the word a young man is used throughout Nach with a yud, not with a vav. Pasuk dalit, bavur chadama chata. Why are they put to shame? Bavur tam l'soif pasuk sh'alav. The word bavur in the beginning of the pasuk is coming to explain the end of the pasuk where it says boshu. The plowers are put to shame because the earth has been broken. Why has the earth been broken? Because it has not rained. Bavur tam l'soif pasuk sh'alav lama chafu roshem bavur sh'adama chata v'nishvara ki lo ha'yegeshem ba'aretz period. The reason why they put to shame is because there is no rain. Hoya milara. Yeah.
Farmers plowed, so that breaks up the earth, but no rain's come, so they're uh-huh. Rain because nothing has come of.
So you're saying the chata is going on the action of the plowers. The plowers have done an action of plowing the earth and nothing has come because there is no rain, and that's why they put to shame. Not like what I told you, that the earth just in general has been broken because the rain has not come and nothing has grown. Okay, here. Hoya, the word hoya, here's a grammatical point, is hoya milara. The emphasis is on the yud, on the last syllable. Ba'aretz, Ritzon Eloim, Abi Eretz, Yisrael, the land of Yisrael. Ikarim, Heim, Oivdei, Hasadais. Okay, I saw in a sefer that there's a deeper message in this pasuk. Mayim, we all know, is a reference for Torah, Hoy Kol Tzomei L'chul Mayim. And here what it means is that the system of Chinuch has failed. The Adireha means the leaders, the Roshei HaYeshiva, the Menahalim, the Roshei HaMesifta, Sholchu, they sent out Tzi'irehem, they sent out their Talmidim, their young Talmidim, Lamoyim, to learn Torah. They attempted that the Talmidim, what? They sent them out to teach, and they should go in the ways of Torah. Bohu al gave him. The problem is the Talmidim, they went to the wells of Torah, and there was no one to teach them. It means there was a call that everyone should go and study Torah. The problem was there was the damage in Klal Yisrael at this point was so great. There was no Torah to be consumed, no Torah to drink, because the system of education has been destroyed to the degree where even if you want to learn Torah, there is no one to teach, there is no one to learn with. Unfortunately, this is very true in America. People came to America in the beginning, right after World War II, there were no yeshivas. And if there were yeshivas already established at that point in time, many people, there would be a different world today. Many people would have not assimilated, gone off the derech. It's because they just did not have available institutions in order to teach the children Torah. So here, this was all a product of the Chorban, of what Menashe and Omoin and Ochaz did to Klal Yisrael, the tail end of the Bayis Rishon. They destroyed the institutions of Talmud Torah. And now finally, when they realized the Chorban is imminent, and now is the last chance we have in order to repair the damage, and the Adirehem, they sent Shalchu Ditzi'irehem, Lamoyim. When Yoshiyahu went and he found the Sefer Torah that was open to the Toichacha, and he wanted the people to do tshuva, and he rallied the people to do tshuva, it was too little, too late. Because when they came to the yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, the doors were locked. There were spider webs. There were no svarim. There was no one to teach anyone. So what could they possibly do? And therefore, they all fell to the wayside. They came back shameful. They came back. The results of the attempt to learn Torah was shameful. Bavur ha'adam ha'chata, the earth was broken. Ki lo hoye geshem aretz, there was no geshem, meaning there was no mayim in the aretz. Boshu ikonim, those who plowed, those who wanted to teach Torah, they had no, the tools were not available, and that's why chafu roshem, their heads were put to shame. Next pasuk. Pasuk vav. Ki gam ayeles basode yolda ve'ozoiv. The ayeles is the hind. The female hind in the field that gives birth, Yoldov Yozov, and abandons its children to Lohoya Desha, there's no vegetation. Next pasuk, Ufiroim, the wild donkeys. Amdual Shifayim, it stands by the hills. Shafu Ruach, it breathes in wind, Katanim, like a sea serpent. In other words, there's nothing to eat. And when there's nothing to eat, then these wild donkeys, they just breathe heavily. They breathe heavily in frustration. Kolu enehem, their eyes pine for food, for something to satisfy themselves with. Ki ein esev, there's nothing, there is no grass. So Tupsugim over here describing in great detail the incredible famine that is going to be found in the land, the drought. We focus on the drought, we focus on the ayeles, and on the Firaim. Let us see the Mitzudos Tavim, Pasik Vav. Pasik Vav, Amdu al Shifayim. The Ayela stands, Pasik Ayela Spasodem. Mikevas Ho'ayel. There is the Ayol. Do not confuse the Ayol with the Ayil. The Ayil is a ram, that is a behemoth. And that is an animal that is used as a korban. The ayol is a chaya, and it is similar to the tzvi ve'ayol. It requires kisui hadam, its chelev is mutter, it's an entirely different creature. Here we're discussing the female hind, the female ayol. Nikevas ayol, asher basodem, kishayolda havolod. When this ayol gives birth to its child, Ozva Isova Holchola, she abandons her child. Why? Ki loha yadesha lemachola, because there's nothing to eat. Ulze holcha moiloda, Levake Shmira Ba'aretz Acharet, and that's why she leaves. She's not leaving to a village. She's going to another land according to the Mitzudot. She's not abandoning the child. She's searching for food to feed to the child. Okay, there's a very popular medrash that describes the inyan of the Ayala. The Ayala is compared to the Shaliach Tzibor. There is a legend that whenever there is a drought, whenever there is a drought in the land, all of the chayos, all of the animals, they come to the Ayala. And they say to the Ayala, there is a drought, there is no water, please pray to Hashem on our behalf. The Ayala takes its horns, it digs it, it buries it, it thrusts its horns into the earth, and it davens to Hashem, and miraculously water comes up from the ground, from the location where it thrusts its horns. This is what it says in the Medrash. So here this pasuk is telling us that the degree of famine, the degree of drought has reached such a degree where even the Ayala gives up hope of there being rain, there being any water. The Ayala gives birth, so the Ayala, what does it do? It also says, it's no hope, it's not going to rain, I'm not going to be able to find water in the ground, even though normally it is the one that every other creature looks to for hope, for optimism, that a solution will be found. It serves the Shliach Tzibor. The drought and the tzara is so great that even this creature has now given up hope. Okay, let's see the next pasuk vav. Amdu al shifayim. The ayala stands on the hills. Amdu al mekamos hagavahos. Liros misham ulayim sodesh. It stands in the high places. Maybe we'll find some vegetation to eat. Shof rach. Then we go to the next creature. The next creature is the wild donkey. I'm not exactly sure what the significance of the wild donkey here is, but al kirat filavakesh mireh shofo yasaavir. When it runs to seek food, it breathes in heavily. What? Paradam, Yishmael. So you want to see over here is that the Puraim, Amdu al Shifayim, this means that the Yishmaelim are ready to devour the land. You want to say Adrosh. Is that what you're alluding to? Is that when Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael, who is there waiting at the boundary to take over the land and to erase any trace that we were ever the Yarshim, that we ever lived on the land? It's the Hu Yihyeh Para Adam. It's the Paraim. They're standing there on the boundaries, on the Shifayim. Shifayim also can mean a boundary. It doesn't just mean a hill. Here it literally means a hill. Sho'af ruach katanim. They are breathing in the air heavily like a sea serpent. They can't wait. They're so excited for us to be exiled so they can conquer the land and take over the land. Kolu einehem. And their eyes are pining away. Ki ein esev. I don't know how that fits into this drush, but you do have a very good point in saying here what they're looking for. Okay, let's go back to the Radak, to the Mitzudos. One more time, Shaf Ruach Al Kirat Fud Lavake Shmir Shaf Soav Kikin Haratzim Nehera. When you run quickly, you breathe heavily. Katanim, the sea serpents. Tevatanim Hu Lishoif Harbe Esoavir. This is the characteristic of a sea serpent. It breathes in large gusts of air and then spits it out. And when it spits it out, it creates these massive explosions in the sea, in the ocean. Water comes all the way up from the ground, from the ocean. Kalu enea, a whale, yeah, that's what the sea serpents, I guess, other sea serpents. Okay, next, kalu enehem. Their eyes pine away. Hametzaber ledaber ve'elim emasigoi. Their eyes, they yearn for something and they cannot achieve it. Kari kilyoin einayim b'loshon hamikra. A very common expression to pine away. Let us see the Rashi. Rashi says yoldo ve'ozoy ve'svolado levakesh esmire. It abandons its child. Pasuk vav al shifayim yivle mayim. So he translates, remember we had this before, we had a machlokes between the Mitzudas and the Rashi, what does it mean the word Shifayim? Does Shifayim mean the hills, or do Shifayim mean streams of water? We had this in the beginning of the Sefer Yivle Mayim, and here you have that French word which means?
Rivulets,
a small river. Let's go to the Radak, Pasik. Hey, involved. Pasik, Igam Hayeles, Afilu Hayeles, Yoldo Ho'afarim. Afarim is a young, a baby. That was the very end of Shirah Shirim. The Afarim is a little baby Ayala. What?
Ofer.
The Ozva Oisam Michasar Mira, and the mother abandons its baby because there's nothing to feed it. Kilo Hoya Desha, there is no vegetation. The Ozva Yilodeha Lavakesh Mira Be'aretz Achelet Flechashashal Yilodeha. It abandons its children to find pasture in another field. And Afal Pishahi Rachmonis, and here it is acting cruel, even though we are aware that the Ayala is from the most sensitive. The most sensitive of the creatures in the wild. In this instance, it is kind. It goes. So here the Radak is saying something much more different than Rashi and the Mitzudos, whereas Rashi and the Mitzudos says that it's not an act of cruelty. It's going to another land in order to find food to bring back to its young child. That's what the Mitzudos said. The Radak learns that it is completely abandoning its child. It's seeking its own welfare by going out to feed itself. The Ozov, the Karbim Okim Avar, the root of this word is in the past tense. Kilu Amar V'Ozva, it has abandoned in the past tense. V'chein V'Hachayos Rotzov V'Shov, Kilu Amar Rotzu V'Shovu. That even though it's written in the past tense, but we interpret it as if it's written in the present tense. So here as well, the word Ratzov v'shov kilomar ratzu. It says it's the present, and we interpret it as if it's the past tense. So the interpretation of the past and the present can go both ways. Pasuk vav ufiraim, the wild donkeys. They stand upon the shifayim chasar yud. Harabim meha mechtav. The word uferoim, we're missing a yud. Now, where are we missing a yud? We have a yud in that word. Maybe at a different gear, so.
Could be, we're supposed to have two yuds. It's the yud of the plural, right?
Uferoim, two yuds. Okay, so we're missing a yud. Kvar pirashna shepirusha hamakamos hagvayim. No, shifayim. The yud is referring to the word shifayim. There should be two yuds in the word shifayim, and that's not uncommon to omit one of those two yuds. V'amidasam sham liros mishamim yir asavim. They stand here on the high hills to see if there's grass available. B'shum makayim v'yelchu sham to go there. U'shivas haruch perish pasuk pere limud midbar. This concept of a pere, of a wild donkey, inhaling massive gusts of air was already explained in Perek Beis. Shamamar ala pera, we explained there that a wild donkey, she'ifas ruach b'loy smicha, draws in wind, b'loy smicha el acher, that's a grammatical point, I do not know what that means. V'ine samach l'sam el atanim, this concept of breathing in gas of air is unique to the sea serpent. It says that Yehuda is a sea serpent. The only benefit they had by standing on the hills was to breathe in air. There was nothing of substance to satisfy them. Their eyes pine away. Their eyes pine away because there's nothing. When they look, when they see nothing. Now this was the punishment, the Klal Yisrael, that they had no food, not in the cities and not in the fields in the desert. The other neighbors of Klal Yisrael, they did have plenty of food. This was a sign to Klal Yisrael that you are being singled out. If there was a famine in the entire world, in the entire region, then the Klal Yisrael will say to themselves, listen, it's not about us. It's Kachi Darkoi Shalolam. Every so often, Hashem brings a natural famine to the world. It has nothing to do with our Averos. But if you have a situation where all of your neighbors have plenty of food, and you are the only one that is lacking rain, you are the only one that is lacking produce, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking directly to you and giving you Musar. And that's what the Radak says, it will be in you a sign in the Oifes, meaning specifically to you, and that is the Musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael. Okay, now, that concludes, these sort that we learned over here from the end of the Bible, conclude the situation on hand. Now enters Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah is going to do something different that is rare in this Sefer, where he is going to be our advocate. Most of the time in Yirmiyah, he is laying it on thick. He is predicting gloom and doom, and he's telling Klal Yisrael, you have no one to blame but yourself, and you deserve what's coming upon you. Here, suddenly Yirmiyah, he shifts gears, and he serves as our Shliach Tzibur. And he says some very powerful psukim, which have been used, have been incorporated, at least partially, into the Nusach HaTfilah of the Slichos and the Yomim Noiroim. Here he goes. Im Avonenu Anuvanu. Everyone heard that a million times. If our sins testify against us, then Hashem, Asei Leman Shemecha. Hashem, do it for your name. I don't think we had this so far yet in the Sefer Yirmiyah. This is a theme which I think Yeshaya was very big on. Was very big on is the Chilul Hashem. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's true that we may not be deserving, but you still have to save us because it's a Chilul Hashem for you. What is the world? The world, you created a world not just for Klal Yisrael, but you created a world that every single living creature should recognize that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're going to bring upon us such punishment, then the Umos Olam will never come to appreciate your greatness. So you just can't do this for your own sake. Ki Rabu Mishuva Seinu, we have our backsliding is great, comma, L'cha, to you Hashem, chatanu, to you we have sinned. Now we have a beautiful expression. This is very popular. Mikve Yisrael Moshi'o bi'eis sara. Four very beautiful words. Hashem, you are the hope of Yisrael, the one who saves her at the time of her pain. Mikve doesn't just mean a body of water which you immerse yourself, a mikveh mayim. It's a very interesting thing how you can have one word and it can mean instantly two very different things. What is called, we call it a mikveh. A mikveh, is that really the word? It was a mikveh. The word really is mikveh. Mikveh, the smichus form, it's mikveh mayim. The gathering of water. And when we don't have it in the smichus and we just have just a mikveh, without the word mayim, it's assumed that we're referring to water. It's a mikveh. It is a collection of what? A collection of water. But mikveh comes also of kaveh el Hashem. Chazak tikva. It means hope. It means hope. Purity is hope. When you immerse in a body of water and you remove and you attempt to remove the uncleanliness from upon you, what are you trying to do? You're trying to start a new leaf in life. You're trying to cleanse yourself. There's hope. There is optimism in looking to a new future. That is why a mikveh mayim, which mikveh mayim doesn't just mean a collection of water, it means a ritual bath. A ritual bath is also associated with the concept of hope, because that's exactly what you're doing. I don't want to remain in a situation where I am mired in filth. I want to go forward in a positive fashion, and therefore these terms are interchangeable. And here we have this beautiful expression. And who's the one that is the author? What?
Translates it that way, not a mikvah, but hope.
Hope, yeah, of course, that's what it means. It means over here, so it means hope. Everyone says it means hope. Yeah. Here it means hope. I just want to say over here, lashon tikva, but I just want to point out over here is that this word is used also in reference to a ritual bath. So here we have these very four beautiful words, and the one who's the author is Yirmiyah, and even despite Yirmiyah's gloom and doom, his prediction of Klal Yisrael, all the tzaris, he does also say some of the nicest things for Klal Yisrael. Mikveh Yisrael, Moshiyoy be'esara. And here he says another very powerful concept. Why are you behaving like a ger, a stranger in the land, and like a guest, nata, that turns over from the road, lalun, to take to lodge a night. And the basic meaning over here is, if you're a guest, you come to someone's house, and you notice that the paint is chipping, and you notice that there's a little leak, the sink is leaking, and the tiles are coming up, do you really care? Couldn't care less. This is not my house. I'm here today, I'm gone tomorrow. If you're a guest in the hotel and the wallpaper is beginning to fall, is beginning to peel off the wall, I don't care. It's not my house. I'm just here for the night.
That's what you're paying for the room.
What? Okay, you're paying for the room. You probably whatever, but you don't care about the permanent, you don't care, it's none of my business. So Yirmiyah is a very powerful idea. Yirmiyah is saying, the way you're behaving is as if you're just a ger, you're just a visitor. You're just here for the day. You're just a guest. That's how it appears you treat Eretz Yisrael. Your Shechina is still, at this point, resting in the Beis HaMikdash. And the whole Yerushalayim is collapsing. The infrastructure is decaying. The people are falling off their feet. And you are there. The Shechina is resting in the Beis HaMikdash. How could this be? How could you allow such a thing? Are you not the Baal HaBayis? Every Baal HaBayis has a natural desire that their home should be beautiful and everything should be functional. Because if you let the things continue in this fashion, there'll be nothing left. And Hashem, nothing. You just let the situation deteriorate. It must be, because Hashem, this is not really your home. You're just here for the day. You're just a guest. You're a stranger. You're a foreigner. Very powerful idea. And this is what Yirmiyah, how he criticizes Kaviyachol, the Ribbon Shel Olam. Okay, let's see these two psukim together. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzvot David. Im Avoneinu, Hashem, if our sins. These are the words which are extremely common in the Nusach HaTzvila, taken right out of the mouth of Yirmiyah. Now the Mitzudos tells us that Yirmiyah is stepping up to the plate. He's coming to defend Klal Yisrael and to pray on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He says, "Im avadenu heidu banu lekatre goleinu, if our sins have come and are serving as an accuser in the heavenly court against us, asay leman shemecha." Okay, Hashem, but don't do it for us, do it for the Chil Hashem. Asay imanu tzedakah leman shemecha, lebal yichulul ba'am, that your name should not be profaned throughout the world. Ki pen yoimru, people will start talking, they'll say, zehu mibilti yichulis Hashem lo yishia le'amo, it's because Hashem is weak, Hashem is unable to help his nation, and therefore the Ummah of Solomon will fail. They will no longer want to serve you. Ki rabu, ki biyemes. But we know the truth. The truth is that indeed it's not because of your weak Hashem. We know that it's due to our sins. Ki biyemes maradnu harbe v'chaton lach. We have sinned to you. Ve'ein anu ruim l'tashu. We're not deserving of salvation. L'chein, therefore, asay leman shemecha. We are not deserving. We have backslided. But at least do it for your holy name. And then he goes on to say, mikve Yisrael Moshe. Ato you Hashem tikvasam sheli Yisrael ki l'cho yikavu, in you we yearn. V'ato hu ha-Moshiach be'etz bo'ot sarah, it is in you that we have hope when the Tzorah comes. Lama ato tiyel ki ger ba'aretz she'enu choshesh b'toiv ha'aretz, a ger could not care less about the state of affairs in the country. Ki kamo kein eincha, likewise, this is what appears. You don't care what's taking place in your country. Ki eincha choshesh al ra'avon ha'aretz, you do not concern with the famine that is occurring in your land. Noto lalun, you're like a guest that has turned off the highway to check into a motel to get a night's rest. This guest will never ever see this hotel again in his life. He could not care less what it looks like inside. Two different expressions. A ger and an areach natal lalun. Rashi pasuk zayin, im avoneinu onu vanu heidu vanu, if our sins have served as witnesses against us. This is a very, very frightening concept, is that every chait that a person does creates a malach. And a malach has a pisk, has a mouth, and a malach has expression, and a malach serves as a top dollar lawyer in the heavenly court arguing a case. It comes there with comes to testify, and it comes to to criticize and to be mekadreg, to accuse us. Asei l'man shemecha, asei ma sheta asei imanu, do good with us, l'man shem godol sheyotzel l'choshat l'moshe l'kol, due to the name, your reputation, that has gone forth to the entire world, v'anachnu amcha, we are your people, v'tzon marisecha, we are your sheep of your pasture, v'loi nohe shetidein shem nitzchoincha le'elilim, your eternal name should not be given away to the idols. In other words, you people should not abandon what is true, what is nitzchios, for avodah zarah, that is sheker. Medrash Agada yesh l'man yesh l'man shemecha. The Medrash Agada says yesh l'man. I'm not sure what that means. I didn't see the Medrash. I don't know, and I didn't come across the Medrash in this pasuk. I don't remember seeing any medrash in this pasuk. I mean, realize that Rashi quotes a medrash. We'll have to leave it for another time, because I'm running out of time. Let's see Radak. Radak on these two pasukim, pasuk zayin ches im avoineinu anu vanu. Amar Hanavi, there is so a benavuah harosh sheyeh, when he sees the horrors that are yet to come. Oymar lokel, he speaks to Hashem. The koylul atzma bichlal Yisrael, he includes himself as being a member of Klal Yisrael. He's acting here as the shliach tzibur. The afal pishahu lo hoya bo avon, even though Yirmiyah is not a sinner, is a very amazing, an amazing thing. Yirmiyah is noki me avon, noki me chet. Yet he takes it upon himself that he's also guilty. He puts himself in part of Klal Yisrael. Amar, he says, im avoneinu anuvanu, Hashem asei l'man shemecha. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu, v'solachta l'avoneinu, b'loshem rabin. He includes himself in the sins of the people. U'lechatoseinu u'nechaltanu, Amar im avoneinu anuvanu, he'idu banu, if our sins have testified against us, ki b'yoysa minias hageshem yartzeinu, v'lo b'yartzo sagoim, the very fact that the only part of the region upon which rain has not fallen is Eretz Yisrael. This is an ois and a moifes. Then we are sinners. This itself is a form of testimony that we are guilty.
Like,
hey,
just like Hashem put,
singling you out.
It's
singling you out. Hey, mo'idu banu ki aleim anu loikim. It's Hashem is singling us out that we are guilty. V'afal pichein asilam an shmecha nikolenu. Still do it for your namesake. Ki rabu mishuvay seinu l'cha mishuvay seinu kama l'cha chatanu emes ki adin alecha l'hanishenu. The truth is, we are deserving of punishment. Ki rabu mishuvay seinu shemaranu bach b'kama hadvarim b'avur elokim achirim. We have worshipped idols. Uveharbos hechamas. We have committed violence, corruption. Uveshmaya l'nevi hasheker. We've listened to the false prophets. V'l'nevi emes l'fi chachamar ki ravu. That's why it says our sins are abundant. Nevertheless, I beg you, Hashem, asilu anshmecha nikra aleinu shanu nikra am Hashem, we are called by your nation. Period. And now he goes into grammar. Avoineinu chosar yud harabim. It says here avoineinu, and it's missing the yud of the rabim. Now we do have a yud, so maybe he had a different girsa. We have to go to the Aleppo Codex. We have to go to the Aleppo Codex. Maybe indeed there is another Girsa which does not have a Yud, and that's why he says it. Okay, now we come to the beautiful pasuk of Mikveh Yisrael Moshiyoi B'tzei Sara. Ki af al pi shesaru midar kecha. Even though we have abandoned you, Hashem, yet l'cha to you hei mikavim, the Jewish people still yearn. Ki l'shu oscha ki vinu kol hayom. In every generation, no matter what the situation is, Hashem is always the hope of Klal Yisrael. Even though the sin, the punishment is coming due to their sins, you will save them and you will have mercy. Kain gamata, likewise now, at this critical moment, bizman hazeh, choshi'om, verachem aleihem, v'lo yichlu b'ra'av, I beg of you, Hashem, save them, have mercy, do not let them perish in famine. Lama siyek ger ba'aretz, why are you behaving like a gerim in the land? B'mekoy masharabim dibrat harbalin bin habari kilosh b'nei adam. So this is an expression that we're giving our Kadosh Baruch Hu characteristics of a human being.
You have the sense.
the senses of seeing and hearing and smell, uviyad, hands and feet, uchadivir b'nei odam, viakol, not chas v'shalom to think for one moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a human being, God forbid. But what it means over here is, in order that a human being can understand about viakol, all of this derech mashal l'ham b'nei odam, m'komokam rechaku, unkelis mitargim ha-toyra, unkelis distance himself, mitargim ha-toyra, from saying such things. Now, I don't know here, I'm not sure what he means over here by this. I really don't know, I don't see any explanation. The Chumash, there is no unkelis on Nevi'im. There is no unkelis. I think he's referring to when you have this in Chumash. Unkelis did not translate the Torah. Unkelis, rachaka unkelis mitargim.
No. Who
okay. So how do you translate? What does that mean? Rachaku.
They distance. Who distance
himself? Unkelus
Matagim
Hatorah
and
Yonasan
Matagim Zil distance themselves from trying to translate.
Ya yichse hat ha'adam.
They didn't want
to answer from
God.
Okay.
The
Inyan Apostle Gam Kain, the Asher Acharav Hosev Yonas and Adavar Nemer Alakel Ali Israel. He also does not want to reference this in reference to Hashem, but rather in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'ei l'rachoik me'olecho yisparach afil derech dimyon. Re'ei si l'rachoik me'olav yisparach afil derech dimyon. The Tirgim Kain Savur Yisrael v'goymer. When it comes to that, we'll come back to the Targum. I lost my paper that had the Targum. I don't know what to do with it. So Bali Neder will come back to the Targum another time to explain over here his interpretation of this pasuk, but it's going to be different than this interpretation, that we don't want to ascribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu human characteristics, and therefore we're going to give another interpretation to this pasuk. Okay, let's finish up this section of the pasuk. Over here, Lama Siya Ki Ish. Oh, let's go further. I'm sorry, there's more over here. No, we're finished. Fine, finished. Okay, we're finished. So what does he say the Targum? I don't have a Targum in front of me. We ran out of copies. We the people are like gerim.
So in other words, it's not talking about Hashem being a ger.
We are gerim. We have made us, and we are strangers in our own land. We are guests in our own land. The enemy has overtaken us, and that's what the nature is. And why are they doing this targum? Is because they do not want that a person should make a mistake and think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has any characteristics of a human being, and therefore that's why they interpret the pasuk in this fashion. Okay, there's another one more pasuk that concludes this thought. Lama siya ki ish nitom. So again, I guess according to the Mitzudas and all the commentators, it means why should you, Hashem, appear to be like a person that is nitom, that is in shock? The fact that you do not respond to all of the horrors that are taking place, it must be you're in shock. You're like a kigibar. Lo yuchal lehoshia, the atob v'kirbenu Hashem. The truth is, you're right here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shum cholenu nikra, your name is called upon us. Al tanichenu, and therefore Hashem, we beg of you, do not abandon us. Mitzudos David, pasuk tes, ki ish nitam, ki ish nifhol, a person who is bewildered. She'enu choshesh b'shum davar bavur ha'bohol asher hechezikosu, that he cannot respond due to the trauma that has overtaken him. A gibor evaluates his strength and he makes a decision if he's able to overcome his enemy. When a gibor realizes that the task, the challenge that is presented is greater than his abilities, and he's unable to succeed, to prevail, us, then it is nature of the gibor to stand down. Us, Moshech Yada, he withdraws his sin, and here as well it appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the gibor, but the fact that you are withholding yourself, it appears that you are trying to say that I can't do anything. That's a very great Chil Hashem. Achas me'ele hubach. Can this really be one of these attributes being you, that you are nidham, that you are confused, you are bewildered, or that you feel that the task is too strong, too great for you? That's nonsense. But that's only a human being. V'yata, but you hash mahalayata ha-shechen b'kirbeinu v'shimcha nikroleinu ki anu nikro am Hashem, we're your nation. U'lechein al tazeinu l'val yichul l'shmecha. Don't abandon us that your name should be profaned. Ki yoimu ha'akum, the goyim will say, mibli yicheles he'elim Ayin me'amo, Hashem concealed his eyes from his nation because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have the power to save them. Rashi, Pasik Tes, Nidha means, French word. So what does that word mean? It means to be bewildered.
Right, because it's two French words.
The Yesham, some say, okay, two French words. Next.
The first one is Dekru, which means diminish.
Yeah.
Some say the other
version,
requoyant, which means to be tired out or resigned to something.
To be tired out, okay. The Shimcha Leinu Nikra, therefore, Ein Kvodcha Bekach, it's not your honor, it's not Lefi your honor that you should Tenachameinu Perish Kumot Ha'azveinu, it's the same meaning as to abandon us, therefore it's a chil, going back to the same thing that he said before, that it's a chil Hashem. Let us see the Radak. Radak starting with Pasik Tes. Lama siyaki ish nitam. Why Hashem you behave like a person, like a human being that is nitam? Lama yachul urugzach alana the goimer. Why are you allowing your anger to fall upon us? Upshat hapsukim kain hu. Lama now is reviewing all of the last pasik as well. Lama tia ki ger ba'aretz, ki mishu ger ba'aretz ve'eno me'ezrachi, if you're not a citizen of the land, ha'aretz u'mitoshavim, eno y'choshesh be'inyin ha'aretz, you don't care ma yiye ba, you're not concerned what will be. Ki im hu ba hayom lo yiye ba l'machar, because if I'm here today, I don't care about, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. V'kol shekeina, how much more so, the guest, ha'ireach, the gesh anota beir lalun bal levad, that turned off the highway to stay overnight for a short period of time. Ki hu oiver oireach he oiver, he's just a passing through. Oireach shen choishesh b'tovas uverasa, he does not care about the good and the bad. The ata you doim elohem beinyan hazeh, here Yirmiyah is complaining that you appear to be like a ger or a guest in this matter, bihastircha panecha me'aretz, and this that you hide your face from the land, v'loy tachush litzaras, so you're not paying attention to the difficulties of l'cha haretz, but the truth is, it's your land. V'anachnu gedim ba, gadim ba, we are living here, it's your land, v'anachnu gadim ba, v'tashav mimcha, and we, this is our homeland. Next pasuk, then the next pasuk basically repeats itself in the different marshal, like a person that's nidham, v'nivhal, lo yodem alasayis, oike gibar, omar ki gibar, ki biyode hateshua. The reason why we call Hashem a mighty man is because you do indeed have the power to save if you so wish. The yesh is, shlo yuchal lo hashia b'gburos, but a gibar sometimes, even a gibar sometimes acknowledges that he's unable to prevail. The ato and you b'kirbenu Hashem, how can you hold yourself back? The Shim Choleinu Nikra, your name is called upon us. Kenachnu Nikra Mal Shimcha Am Hashem. Lefich Dif Al Tanichin Dan Abandon Us Uvidorash Shimcha Mishutuf Bishameinu. And the drush is, your name is Mishutof Bishmeinu, Yisrael Nitom. In other words, that Hashem's name is associated with Klal Yisrael. And when we are suffering, then it's a chil Hashem for your name.
In a sense, he suffers because by association.
Because we're all Hashem's name, Aleph Lamed Kel, is part of Yisrael. Then he just says one more point, Nidham Perusha Lufi Mikoimoi Nifhal. Based upon the context, it means to be confused. The Adoini of Yisrael Levracha Kasaki Mefarisha Samin Haravi Lemishu Mechusalev Mecholi, a person who is insensitive. Mechuslei mecholi, a person that does not, his heart is covered due to sickness, midhoim. A person that does not have any sense, a sense of pain. That's what the Radak's father translates the word. It means what?
Sociopath.
You don't have, I know, I never appreciate what that means until I met someone like that. Okay, you hear about it in the news and you see about these people, but when you know people personally, make it loud, okay. When you know people personally, it's a whole different ballgame. When you actually know, so I actually knew someone that was very, very, very sick. Okay, so he was on medication. He took very hard, he went to doctors, but I never really appreciated that he's totally. He's just missing those genes. He's missing those chemicals in the brain. He just cannot empathy, for sure not. But even sympathy, if he's just not capable. And I had an incident with him, and it really hit me. This guy, he just does not have those chemicals in the brain, Rahman al-Utslan, where he's able to care about anyone but himself. It's a very frightening thing. It's a choyli. It's mamish. It's a choyli hanefesh. And it appears that the Radak is explaining that's exactly what this word means. Nidam does not just simply mean a person who is bewildered. He's in shock. Okay, you're in shock. You'll come out of shock. It's only for a few moments. It's only for whatever the time is. But then there's something that's a choyli. It's a real sickness. It's a real condition, a medical condition, where you just do not have the capability of being sensitive to someone else's pain. And that's seemingly what the Radak is saying, like in the Shmuel. Why are you behaving in a way where you're near Tom in this fashion? Okay, we'll stop over here.